and revival has not come, and we wonder just what tomorrow holds. Will our children know the freedoms that you and I have known, or will sin in our country take its toll?
It's not because God's left us, it's because
Kenneth Wolfgang, letting you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And yes, he is God, and he has not changed. Hallelujah. And we're here again with another episode on tithing, giving, and offerings. Yes, we are coming very rapidly to the end of this section about how God gives to man. Can you believe it? We're in part 37. Yes, part 37 of how God gives to man. Two more to go after tonight. Two more. And we will have covered from Genesis to Revelation. But tonight, we're only going to get as far as 2 Timothy by the time we're done tonight. Can you believe it? Wow. We've been that far in God's Word, learning just how God gives to man. And we've thus far learned that nowhere, not one place in Scripture, when God gave to man, the different things that he gave to man, not once do we find God giving to man because he was compelled or forced. Never once did the man receiving the gift or people receiving the gift, did they deserve or earn the gift? It was always, always because God did it of a free will. Well, tonight, we're going to see if any of the scriptures tonight, if they still bear that truth out, or if God changes in these scriptures. We're going to find out to settle the issue between tonight, next Saturday, and the next Saturday show after that, by the end of November. We're going to settle the issue once and for all to see if God changes in the way he gives to man. Amen. Now, a couple things we need to get done, a few housekeeping procedures as we start into the show. First of all, we need to open in prayer and ask our most welcome guest, our most honored guest into our show, as well as all you, our dear listeners in the 56 countries that we have. We want to welcome our most honored guest, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we welcome you, Lord Jesus, to this program. You said where two or three are gathered in, you are here in our midst. And Lord Jesus, we already know there's more than two or three. So we know that you're in our midst. So we welcome you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, take the wheel of this program again. We ask you to have your way and your will. First of all, for that sinner who is nearest hell right now, Lord Jesus, you touch their heart and their life. We ask you that you would touch them right now, have your will in their way, so that you would help them to reel up the white flag and surrender, saying, I yield, I yield. Knowing that your word says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that your word also said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, Lord Jesus, help them to make this day their day. And, Lord Jesus, for all the cast members of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask you to touch their hearts, their lives, Lord Jesus. Whatever they may need, Lord Jesus, to keep on keeping on for you, whether it be mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch their hearts right now. And then, Lord Jesus, for those out there that are your children, no matter what they may need, mental, physical, spiritual, or financial, we ask you to touch their hearts, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, for those, Lord Jesus, who, wherever they may be, around the globe, we ask you to help us love one another as you loved us. In so doing, Lord Jesus, we'll be fulfilling the royal commandment in loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask all this in your mighty name, Jesus, as we turn the wheel of this program over to you. In your name, Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Now, a couple other things. First of all, if you have the financial means out there and would like to keep programs just like this one, and the other programs here on the Six Eyes Radio Network going, all you have to do, if you've got the financial means and you'd like to be a contributor, go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com. Again, paypal.com. And in, while you're there, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. Again, that's S-I-X. E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6 at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6 at gmail.com. In the box that asks for the amount of your love gift, well, that comes from your heart. No matter how big or small, the Lord will bless you. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, thank you very, very much. Amen.
We'd like to welcome our cast, of course, Missionary Ken, me, Ruth Wolfgang, and Emily is walking in the door just now, and we want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. And then, speaking of people that would like to help, if you have any questions, concerns, would like to have a show as a tribute, got questions, or you'd like to have suggest a topic like this one was, from one of our listeners, we ask you to send me an email at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. Once again, that's F-E-E-L, the letter N as in Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. Again, that's F-E-E-L, N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G, @gmail.com. Then in the subject line, you just put either prayer, praise, prayer request, suggested topic, tribute, or even just general, meaning general question. And then in the body of your email, just refer whatever the body of your email, referring it to the subject matter. And then what you do is send it off to me. I will not only read it, but I will send it a reply right back to you, and we'll get in correspondence together. Amen. Now, tonight, this show kind of is my own special tribute to all those who are or have been in military service, because tomorrow officially is going to be Veterans Day, the 11th of November, 2018. But this being 2010, it's going to be Veterans Day. But also it's kind of a special tribute to our one cast member, Emily. Happy birthday to her. It is the 10th. This is her birthday. So,
and get her every year.
Question, Em, as the one song goes, how old are you? How old are you?
I will never tell.
She ain't going to tell.
And you know missionary, so.
Yeah. But anyway.
Just a tad bit older than you.
But the thing is, but the question of the day we're going to be asking as part of our tribute to our military is this. If you are or have been in the military, or if you are the family, friend, or friend of somebody who's been or is presently in military service, the question of the day is, what are you thankful for? Okay? What are you thankful for? That is going to be the question of the day, okay? And then, of course, we got two songs today. The first one will be in the normal spot where we always have our song of the day, one that you haven't heard. And then at the end of the day, end of our program tonight, we are going to have a final song by Red Sylvine that you guys have heard many times here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Once again, by Red Sylvine, two selections tonight of Red Sylvine, and they both are in regards to our military, so this being a special dedication to those of you men in uniform. This goes out as a special tribute from me to you, the men and women in uniform. So that's going to be our thing. Now, get into a few scriptures tonight as we get into this tribute. Let's start in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27 through verse 30.
Amen.
You got that, Ruthie? Take us there.
Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which he saw in me, and now here to be in me.
Amen. Now, you see here how God gives? But the question that we've been asking, was God forced to give that gift? No, he wasn't compelled. the person receiving the gift did not earn or deserve it. But yes, God did it, once again, of a free will. Amen. All right, let's continue. Book of Philippians. Book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 11.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Can you hear me okay?
Hear you fine. Go for it.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let the mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm sorry, I went too far, hon.
All right. Now, but we did hear the most important point. God gave to Jesus, again, this is Jesus receiving a gift. What? The gift of the name above every other name. Now, we know what that name is. Emmanuel, Savior, Lord. First off, how did Jesus get that title, that name?
He died on the cross for us.
He had to die on the cross
right,
to get it. Now, but the thing was, even because he died on the cross, the only way he could have earned that, he had to have sinless blood. If he had the blood of Mary running through his veins, the blood of Adam running through his veins, he would have never earned it. But because he had the blood of God running through his veins, that was his father, God the Father, not Joseph, but he had the blood of God the Father running through his veins. It was sinless blood. That's the only reason that he was found worthy. So the fact is, he did not earn that, even due to the fact that he died on the cross. He earned it, not of his own self, but he earned it because he was obedient to death, even the death on the cross. He was obedient, but it had nothing to do with him earning it. So even when Jesus was given gifts by the Father, had nothing to do with him actually earning it. God already knew before the mud seals of this world were laid that Jesus would ultimately obey. Jesus would fulfill his plan. So it had nothing to do with Jesus earning or deserving. Well, it had nothing to do with God being forced or compelled. But once again, a free will gift being bestowed upon Jesus. So even Jesus Christ, when he's given a gift by the Father, it's a free will gift. All right, continue. Book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 9. Chapter 4, verse 9 through the verse.
Amen.
Verse 20. chapter 4, verse 9 through verse 20. Ruthie, take us there.
Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now, at last, your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye that communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Boy, this verse of scripture, if I wasn't sore tonight, I'd run outside and come back in, but it's too snowy.
Now, what do we find God giving here? God giving blessing and the gift of blessing, but yet at the same time, he didn't say he's going to give you all your wants. Sorry, but the healthy, wealthy, name it, claim it, stab it, grab it. My name is Jimmy. I'll take all you can give me. Gospel preachers need to read this and weep. He didn't say, I will supply all your wants according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He said, I'll supply all your need. Let me explain that to you since you ain't got it. If you need shelter, he didn't promise you, he didn't promise you a 40-room mansion on a hilltop with 40 limousines and a chauffeur for each one. He may give you a one-room shack and an old beat-up jalopy to get you from point A to point B. If he knows that your need is to have transportation, reliable transportation, and a roof over your head and clothes on your back, you may get clothes from a clothing bank and a jalopy that at least runs and a one-room shack with a roof that don't leak. But you'll complain that God didn't give you all you – wait a minute. He didn't say he's going to give you all you wanted. He said he's going to give you what you needed. He didn't promise you to get everything you wanted. Now, my point being, God only promised to give what we needed. And and here's something interesting too. Paul said in whatever state he was found in, he learned to be what? Content, whether he was in need or whether he was doing well. But why is it the healthy, wealthy crowd say, well, if I'm doing well, hey, I'm all happy-go-lucky, but when they're not doing well, they're mumble-grumble. Excuse me. Paul didn't say that. Paul didn't say mumble-grumble when you ain't doing well. He said, you take and you, when you're, no matter what state you are in, no matter what position you're in, no matter what's going on, you're supposed to be content. That means happy. Doesn't actually mean the word happy, happy. It just means satisfied, content. Satisfied with the condition you're in, and that's where you should be. Accepting of the condition you're in and saying, okay, Lord, This is where you got me. I'll live with it. All right. Now let's continue, but we're going to switch books on you to the book of Colossians. Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 23. Colossians 1, 23 through verse 29.
Amen.
All right. You got that, Ruthie?
Yeah.
Take us there.
If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Ooh, good stuff.
Amen. You can hear me good, Ruth, through the phone here? Okay. Now, we see here, he says, God was giving him grace. That's unmerited favor of God to understand the mysteries of his grace, to understand the dispensation of grace. Dispensation is a time period, a time frame. That's what he was giving him. Now, but did Paul earn that, deserve it? No. Didn't earn it or deserve it at all. God wasn't forced or compelled. Once again, a free gift by God to Paul. All right, now we're going to take a little break for our song here by Red Solvine. Now this one, for those who've been in the military, especially who've went to battles like Korean War, World War I, World War II, Korean War, even the one that we recently had with Saddam Hussein, they call it Desert Storm. This may have happened to some of you soldiers. As you went out, just before you went out to go to war, you may have fallen in love with somebody that was here back at home and found out the woman you fell in love with really was married to another soldier, only to find out when you get out in battle, you find out that that woman was one of your buddies' wives. Well, this is what this song by Red Solvine is about to teach us and show us, how that can backfire sometimes on you. Not that this guy intended it to happen, but it did. The song is called 1460 Elder Street. I want you to listen to this. It's very interesting, but it does teach a very sound lesson. Amen. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
I was waiting for a ship to Vietnam. And me being the good time-loving guy I am, I was looking for some female company. I met a girl alone and lonesome just like me. We had coffee at a waterfront cafe. She said her husband was a soldier far away. and she talked about her long nights all alone, and the way she fought temptation to keep it on.
Tough lesson. Here's a guy that gave his life to save this guy. Turned out was the actual husband of the woman that he'd been messing with back in the States before he went out to Vietnam. Whew. So tonight, those of you that are listening and want to join us, dial 424-243-9617. And at the end of our scriptures tonight, we're going to be asking, like I said, the question regarding either your own time in service, or if you have a family member or friend that had time in service, doesn't matter what branch of military, if you yourself or you had a family or friend served in our military, no matter which branch, what are you thankful for is the question of the day, okay? So we're going to be asking that. Keep that in mind for later in the program. Amen. All right, now we're going to continue with a few more scriptures here as we go into our program here and see if anywhere we find any change in the way God gave to man. Amen. So now let's continue in. We're going to 1 Thessalonians now, the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 12.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how we ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any manner, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, you do it toward all the brethren that are in all Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing.
Amen. Now, you notice what he said the gift is here? It's the gift from God to help others. It's the gift. He said they were given the gift. They, the apostles, were given the gift, passing along the commands from God to pass them on to others. Now, did the apostles deserve or earn that? No. Didn't, wasn't forced by God or compelled of God. God gave that freely to the apostles. Definitely. Once again, a free will gift. All right, let us continue. In the Second Thessalonians now, Second Thessalonians, we're going to continue now, Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 16 through verse 17, just verses. All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Actually, that's basically trying to tell you don't throw away your confidence and stick to the Lord.
That's pretty much it. He says he gave us everlasting consolation or comfort. Now, when he gives to his children everlasting consolation or comfort, did his children earn or deserve it? No. Was God forced or compelled to do it? No. How did he give it then? Free will. So far, no change. No change. Well, let's see if we find it in the next scripture that he changed. All right? Let's look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6 through verse 16.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be of chargeable to any of you, because we have not power but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. That's a comfort to you, but you got to watch some of that too. Be careful and make sure you understand that. Let the Holy Spirit show you.
Now, you notice he says, God gives you peace It's in his prayer here that God should give you peace. Now, even though he's praying that, he knows that God can't be forced. God certainly, the people he's asking that for, certainly won't earn or deserve it. But God would have to do it of a free will. But as this text shows, here's something important to everybody out there. Listen up. When somebody does something in the church and they're disorderly, and the most important thing here, notice what he's talking about. This is not talking about people that don't have a job that they shouldn't eat. That ain't what this is talking about. This is not an open-ended invitation to every church to say, well, we shouldn't help the poor and because they're on food stamps. Food stamps. They're poor. They're lazy bums. That ain't it. Jesus himself said, the poor you have always with you, but me you don't have always. That is not it. This scripture is talking about, notice the wording. He says, they be idle, not working at all, but are busybodies. So what are they doing? Instead of getting out there and working, even if they are unable to physically work and they have a disability, instead of at least trying to do something creative with their life, they spend it on the phone going and having an auction. Every time you turn around, that's all they're doing. And they got phone glued to their ear.
Yeah, it's usually gossip, and it's not just speaking the truth in love. It's gossip. Which
And that's what they call it. Oh, I got to tell you something, but I'll tell you this in love. Oh, shut up. If you can't talk about a person and tell the truth about them, and if you ain't got the guts to tell them to their face, it's gossip. It's gossip. And usually if you have to spend more than 5 minutes on the telephone, hang up. It's gossip. Amen. So the point is, that's what this is talking about. This is not talking about a person who's got an inconvenience, i.e. blindness, deafness, problems with their legs, back problems, whatever. This ain't talking about them. This is talking about an honest-to-goodness person that all their the only job they seem to have in life is to open their trap and talk about somebody else. God said, that's all they're doing. You avoid these people because what they're going to do is they're going to drag you down into their little problem and make you end up as bad as them. And that it did not say, notice what it said. It did not say you treat them as an enemy, but you admonish them as a brother. So, yes, you avoid them, but not as in, well, they got the cooties. What it means is, you don't eat with them, but yet at the same time, you don't, when it talks about not eating with them, it means you don't have the Lord's Supper communion with them. But at the same time, you admonish them as a brother. You, when they come down the street, you say hi to them and you at least acknowledge their presence and you treat them not as an enemy, but as a person. And acknowledge them and try to lead them back to the right way. And when doing so, if you kill them with kindness, it'll reap coals of fire on their head, and eventually they'll know the error of their way, and they'll come back to Christ and get their head screwed on straight. Amen. All right, let's continue. Now, this will be our final scripture before we go into our little commercial break, and it's found in 1 Timothy. Now we're going to skip books on you again. 1 Timothy, chapter 4. It'll be chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 16. 1 Timothy 4, 13 through 16.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
So I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee.
You notice what he's talking about? Give thyself to reading. Read the book. But how many preachers are willing to go scripture by scripture by scripture by scripture? Oh, they think, give thyself to reading, they think it means pull out a sermon outline book, pull up a sermon that looks nice, microwave it a little bit, so to speak, and then preach it. Sorry. As you notice here on the Success Radio Network, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, God's Elijah to the church, you're going to find that you finding out very quickly. It's you, dear listener, as the one who asked for this topic to be done. You're the one who suggests the topics. And then I go in, hammer and tongs, get out the anvil, grab God's word, and we go through it cover to cover. And we're going to find out what God really has to say on it. Oh, if it takes 1 or 2, 3 years to cover one topic, dear listener, well, you might as well just settle in. Get your coffee and settle in, because we're going to find out what God really has to say. Now, if some preacher calls in and doesn't like what God has to say, well, then they just might as well grow up. It ain't what I had to say, it's what God had to say. If they get all the episodes and listen back at them, maybe they'll learn something. Hey, I didn't get this from Professor so-and-so, who got it from his Professor so-and-so, who got it from his Professor so-and-so. Uh-uh. I got this from the good old KJV, and that's it. I didn't get it from some man. I got it from God, as it just said here in Timothy. Give thyself to reading. Reading one thing, the Bible, the scripture. Amen.
It's important that they hear that Jesus is the Word of God. We should go by the Word of God, the Holy Bible.
That's what we're talking about right there, Ruthie. We're talking about give thyself to reading what? The Bible. Not what thus said such and such preacher. If you're following after a preacher, you're following after the wrong person. You're following after a man. But if you follow after God's Word, you're always headed the right direction. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to take a little break for a few words from one of our sponsors, and then we're going to come right back to our final few scriptures and then the question of the day. So here we go. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Amen. Hallelujah.
Y'all think the key to success is hard work or learning? Wrong. Success isn't earned, it's eaten. And nothing says success like gold. The new delicious KFC Georgia Gold Chicken with tangy honey mustard barbecue taste that says, hey world, I eat gold. New KFC Georgia Gold. It's finger licking gold.
Amen. How about you? Sound good and yummy? Well, time to dig in.
Okay, that's it, honey. Now we got to get KFC.
Don't we? Got you hungry. Amen.
We don't have the money, so we'll have to wait till the first.
Hey, maybe one of our dear listeners will say, hey, Missionary Wolfgang, I want to send you a gift, and I'll send you a little bit of money to go out to KFC. Amen. All right. Or maybe even send some to Six. Amen. All right. So now, let's finish out our last few scriptures so we can get into our question of the day for our listeners. And if you're out there listening, remember, call 424-243-9617. Again, that's 424-243-9617. You press the number 1, and we'll know that you're right there, ready to answer our question of the day. Once again, the question of the day being, if you served in the military, no matter what branch, or you have a family member or friend that served in any branch in the military, the question being, what were you thankful for as far as the military service goes? All right? That's going to be our question of the day, so be prepared for that as we finish up the last few scriptures here for tonight. Amen. And here we go. Let's get into God's word and finish out for tonight. Let's look in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 through verse 21. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 to 21.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, but they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. I like the end of that letter. That was nice.
Amen. Now, you notice here, he says, God gives richly all things. But now he's not talking about money. Although some groups, the healthy, wealthy crowd, likes to emphasize and say, well, that has to do with money and cars and houses and blah, blah. No. Because if you read a little further in that text, as it said, what was he talking about? He was talking about the gifts of knowledge and gifts of other things. He wasn't talking about, he was talking about the gifts of wisdom and things like that to help you to help others, not to help yourself and get better than your fellow man, but no, to help your fellow man. So he's not talking about how you can make yourself better. So, oh, I'm puffed up. Hey, look how good I am in Jesus. Get over it. Because the book of Proverbs tells you about that. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. All right. Now let's continue. Now let's look in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, we're switching books once again. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 through verse 18. 2 Timothy 1, 7 through verse 18. You got that, Ruthie?
Yeah.
All right, take us there.
Okay. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath admonished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Gellius and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Otephorus, for the oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well.
Amen. You still hear me, Ruth? Okay, now.
I hear you, hon.
Okay, good. Well, the point is, now listen. He says, first off, he doesn't give us the spirit of fear. Now, this ain't like, as in, we're not talking about scared fear, as in, oh, you're quaking in your shoes. He's talking about fear of going out spreading the gospel. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about all fear together. There are some people that have problems with, like, fears and phobias. God doesn't take away every fear and phobia the minute you get saved. That's not what this is saying. This is talking about the main fear that he takes away. When you read this context, he's saying he takes away the fear of spreading the gospel. And he gives you a boldness to do what he called you to do, and that is to get the word into the hands of lost sinners. And then he says he gives you grace to do that. He gives you mercy and grace to do that. Now, but in each case, and just like he prayed for grace and mercy for the man who gave him in his need while he was in bonds going to Rome, now, in each case, God was neither compelled nor forced. None of those people earned or deserved it, but again, free will. No change so far, but let's see in the last few verses that we have today if there's any change yet. Let's continue. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 through verse 26.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
All right, let me get a little closer so I can see it better. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strife, be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
All right. Now, do you catch what it's saying, Ruthie? You hear me, Ruth?
Yes, I do, honey.
Okay. You hear what it's saying? That God will give them the mercy, the grace, to repent, get saved. See, God gives every person that opportunity. In order to be saved, every person has to be given that by God. You cannot be saved even without God giving you that calling and that mercy and that grace. Even through salvation, you have to be given it. Nobody gets saved just because they, oh, well, hey, I like this idea of being saved. No, God has to call you. God has to give you a holy desire to be saved. And then when you got that desire, bingo, you'll do it. And the final scripture for today, and then we're going to get into our question of the day. So be ready to call 424-243-9617. 424-243-9617. Then press the number 1 and get in, because we're going to ask our question of the day right after this final, final scripture. And here it comes. And we're going to look in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 through verse 17.
Amen.
All right, Ruthie, take us there.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that with a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
All right. Now, how was God's word given? God's word was given to us by the breath of God. It was God breathed. It says by inspiration, God breathed. He breathed it out to those who wrote it, and they wrote it down exactly as God wanted it. And when Jesus said, not one jot or one tittle would fail from the law, the word of God, he meant right down to the commas and the periods. So, when God said his word would stand and it was God breathed, he meant every word. Every word. Not some of his word, all of his word. He gave it. Now, did any of mankind, this is the whole world, did any man ever deserve or earn God's word? Heck no. No way. Not under heaven anywhere did we ever earn God's word.
God's right. Where our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Exactly. Well, was anybody capable of compelling or forcing God to give us his word? No way. No chance under heaven. Not even a speck, not even a grain of sand speck under all of heaven was he able to be convinced to give us his word. But he did it, what? Once again, free will. So, all the way up to this scripture, all the way through, God has been giving of his own free will. No change. All right, now, Ruthie, question for you. Do we have any other callers?
No, you're all that's on the board right now.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, we're going to see. Emily, you right here? Okay, what we're going to do, Ruthie, I want you to stand by. First, we're going to start with Emily and have her answer our question of the day. Okay? We're going to start with Emily. They say ladies first. Well, her being the birthday girl, being she's a birthday girl, we're going to let her be the first to answer the question of the day. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, were you right over here?
Yeah.
Okay, now the question of the day, Emily, is this. Now, I know that you were never in the military, but you had some family members that were in the military. Now, some were different ones were different branches of the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question of the day, you could tell, if you wish to tell which family member, you don't have to give their names, but you could say like an uncle, an aunt, whatever, okay? You could say which branch they were in. You could say what relation they were to you, uncle, aunt, whatever. And then tell us, the question being, what were you thankful for in regards to that person and their branch of service and what they did that was made you thankful for them, whatever happened to them? Okay, go for it.
Well, both my uncle, he served in the Army. My grandfather, he served in the Marines. My grandfather served in the Army. And I'm just thankful that God brought him through without any severe things happening to him.
Okay. Now, that's pretty simple, but very good. Amen. Now, Ruthie, it's your turn. Okay?
All right,
your turn. As for the question today, once again, I'll repeat it. Since obviously you've never been in the military, but if you've had any family members, which you said you did, that were in a branch of the military, you could say which branch and what you were thankful for.
The only person I know in the whole family was my Uncle Harold Sigmund Jr. He was in the Korean War. He was a cook. He got saved. And he was involved in the church a great deal. So I'm thankful that he got saved after I think he was in the military. I think he even had a child there while he was in the military. And he also had several other kids that, when he came back to the States, about three. Danny, Joni, and Ron are my first cousins. So I don't know this other person. That I understand that he had another child sometime in the past. So I don't know the child's name.
Okay.
So I just praise the Lord for, he never got a prisoner of war or anything. He just did cooking. So he was pretty sick, I think, though, on the boat. When he was, even though he was in the Army, they had him ride on a boat, I remember. So I always thought that was a naval thing.
Well, that may have been the way they transported him. Okay. So we'll never know, but God knows. All right. Now, as far as me, it goes like this. I obviously never served in the military, and of course, now I had one friend who was in the military, at least that I knew, okay, and well, he was never a prisoner of war or anything like that, but what really gets to me about him is he just needs prayer, because even though he served in the military, I don't know if he ever served in Desert Storm or anything, but I do know he's jumped around from one faith to a different faith to a different faith, and you'd think of his service in the military would have got his head screwed on straight and got him to understand, you know, things, but it seems like it never, ever settled him down, which sometimes being in the military definitely will, but in this case, it never got his thing settled down. So, amen. All right.
My brother was also in the Army.
Huh?
My brother was also in the Army.
Oh, your brother. Okay, go ahead and tell me what you were thankful about your brother in.
He was in there, and he took and he led, like, three people to Christ.
Awesome. Awesome.
He got saved in the Army, too.
Amen. All right. So, all right. Ruthie, you say there's no other callers?
Right now, let me look for sure here.
Just be sure.
It says zero callers. It's just you up there, though.
Okay. Well, then, since obviously, even though we let people know that we were going to have this program, Obviously, they didn't call in, but, hey, they could always check later. They could go back through the archives and enjoy this program. Once again, to all our military, whether Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, we want to say thank you for your time and your service. And just to know that, yes, we salute you for the work you did. We thank you for the time you gave and the effort and the sacrifice you gave for our country. No matter what you've done, we thank you. Amen. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. Now, I'm going to give a closing prayer, and then we're going to end with our song. But first, before we do, just two real quick announcements. If you have the means, go to paypal.com. That's paypal.com, paypal.com. While you're on there, enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, the digit number 6, at gmail.com. In the box where it asks for the amount of your love gift, well, that comes from your heart. No matter how big or small, the Lord will bless you. And we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. Secondly, if you wish to contact me about any topic that you'd like to have gone through, like this listener that had requested this subject, or any topic you'd like to have done this way through a detailed study, or if you have just a general question, prayer, praise, or request, or you'd like to have a tribute made of a show, you can email me at feelntouchking@gmail.com. That is F-E-E-L, the letter N, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In the subject line, you put either general for general question or whatever. Suggested topic, tribute, prayer praise, or prayer request. And then in the body of your email, just write what you're referring to off of the subject line. Send it off to me. I not only will read it, but I will reply to you ASAP. All right, now I'm going to give a closing prayer here, and then we're going to get into our final song by Red Sylvine that everybody has heard before, but once again, it's got a kind of military theme to it. Once again, in honor of our military who have served us very well and helped our country to be the country it is. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us here tonight, taking the wheel of this program. We ask you now, Lord Jesus, as we go from this place, but not your presence, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch each and every heart, each and every life. We ask you now, Lord Jesus, that you'd save that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag and surrender, saying, I yield, I yield. Let this be their night, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for the staff here of the Six Eyes Radio Network, the cast and members, that you would touch them, Lord Jesus, give them that which they need to keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial. And then, Lord Jesus, for your children, whatever they may need to keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial. And then, Lord Jesus, for each and every person on the face of this earth, help us to love one another as you loved us, and that's love beyond understanding. If we accomplish that, Lord Jesus, we would ultimately be loving the omnipresent neighbor, which is you, Lord Jesus. We ask all this in your mighty name. Amen and amen. Now we're going to close with this final song for you, our military, by Red Sylvine, The Deck of Cards. Amen. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
It was during the Vietnam conflict. A bunch of soldiers had been on a long hike. They arrived in a town called Saigon. And the next day, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. After the chaplain read the prayer, the text was taken up. Those of the boys who had prayer books took them out. But one boy had only a deck of cards, so he spread them out.
The sergeant in charge of the boys saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." And after the service was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," the soldier replied. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you severely." "You see, sir, I've been on the march for 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions. You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me there is but one God. And when I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. They were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There was 10 of them. 5 were wise and were safe. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 of the 10 didn't even thank him. And when I see the king, it reminds me once again, there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack, her name is the devil. And when I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards served me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story is true because my son was that soldier.